I really hate the 10-minute limit. At any rate, it's Jerry, and I want to tell you why this boo is entitled Saying Goodbye to Mac. Some of you know I did buy one at the end of March off of a friend of mine, and you know, he was very helpful with it. So have other friends of mine been helpful at helping me learn things. But I find myself, in the beginning I used it a lot, or at least tried to, but in trying to find apps that do what I want them to do, I was getting a bit frustrated. Plus, not only that, forgetting different things and other things like that. And I wasn't even going to get rid of my Mac a couple days ago. I had made a comment on Twitter. I had said, man, it's been 19 days since I used my Mac. And I've had the thing for just about 3 months now. But at any rate, a friend of mine on Twitter, you know, kind of jokingly said, hey, Poke, if you want to sell it, I'll buy it off of you. And I had even told him through DMs at first, it's like, no, I don't know if I'm going to sell it yet or not. I really don't think so. And I told him, I said, you know, unless I could find the laptop that got stolen. And what I meant by that was if I could find one that you know, the same model number, same specs, same everything. Well, I was just kind of like, you know what? What the hell? And I still actually have the model number written down. And the model number of the stolen one was originally, let's see here. There it is. It was a Toshiba Satellite C55D. And it was a pretty good laptop. I like, and when I say pretty good, I'm it was a bit on the slow side sometimes, especially in Windows 8.1. And maybe that was just because we didn't spend enough time configuring it. I don't know, but it seemed a bit slower than it should have been. Although it was a quad core, I think it was only like 1.6 gigahertz, if memory serves. But at any rate, I wanted to see if I could, you know, find the same laptop. And, you know, that's what I had told my friend. I said, well, you know what? I said, if I could find the same laptop, you know, I probably would. And I did find it, but I also found one that's... It's the same model number. It's a, you know, Toshiba Satellite C55D. But it's slightly better in the sense that the processor is, it's still a quad core, but it's a 2 gigahertz instead of, I think, like a 1.6. Not only that, but this one has 8 gig of RAM and a slightly bigger hard drive, like 750 gig as opposed to 500. And it's like, you know what? I want this. So basically, I'm using the money that I'm selling the Mac for to buy the replacement of that laptop. I really liked it because, like I said, it barely heated up at all. It was a very quiet laptop, had a really decent internal mic. I mean, as far as internal mics go, it was actually really decent. But sadly, it had gotten stolen a month and a half after I even got it. Matter of fact, 6 days after I moved into the apartment in Toledo is when it got stolen. So, and I know some of you are saying, well, what about the other laptop you have? Well, I'm giving that one to my mom because it's bigger. She can actually see it. Some of you may remember I tried to buy her one in February. I did buy her one, actually. But for what, you know, even just the little that she does, like on Facebook and whatnot, some of the games she played, it was just a bit slow. And I mean, it was a dual core Intel Celeron. It wasn't even a Intel, you know, a normal Intel chip. It was the Intel Celeron, which I'm sorry, but every time I've seen those, they've always been slow. And it was only at like a 15.3 or a 15.5 or something like that. This one's bigger. The one I'm giving her is bigger. It's a 17.3. She can see it better. And, you know, because she can't just go out and get one, she can't, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and give that one to her. Because, hey, does what she needs. And I get my one laptop back that I really liked. I was really upset when that one got stolen because, like I said, I really actually liked it. And this one, the one I found that's got double the RAM and a slightly bigger hard drive, is only like $15 more than I paid for the other one. The one that I had originally bought, I'm actually finding it on Amazon for like $335, and I think we paid $430 for it. And I can't remember if it was brand new. I don't think it was. I think it was actually refurbished. We paid $430 for it, refurbished. At least I think that's what it was. But at any rate, this one, I actually found it. It's actually new, so that's cool. So that's, you know, the Mac experience was cool, but I just got too frustrated with it. Plus, not only was I frustrated, but I found myself just not using it. I'd put it in a drawer and just not even think about it. Like I said, 19 days would go by and I wouldn't even think about it. So, but yeah, I'm not losing any money because, like I said, what I'm selling the Mac for is basically paying for the laptop. So, at any rate, there you go. I'm saying goodbye to the Mac, and I doubt I'll get another one. Like I said, it was fun to try, but yeah, there you go. So, there's my bye-bye to the Mac. Two of us that I know now have bought a Mac, and we found it wasn't right for us. Take care, everyone.